Proclamation number 4460 of 13th of October, 1948. God's word must not force to acceptance. Free will. I inform you of my will, but I do not force you to fulfill it. For I want you to live in accordance with my will out of love for me, that it is therefore your free will how you live your life, and that you then also bear the responsibility for your soul which determines your will. But in order for you to know my will, I constantly make sure that it is conveyed to you, and thus you receive my word. How it is conveyed to you depends again on your attitude towards me. It is brought to those from outside who have not yet found the right attitude towards me, so that they establish the right relationship to also be able to hear my word inwardly. Mentally it happens to those who are searching and send their thoughts into infinity. My word comes to them in the form of thoughts which they regard as their own origin, but which always conform to the proclamation of my will through the written word. Still others desire to hear me, they believe and hold silent dialogue with me, and I can reveal myself to them through the inner voice. Thus my word is conveyed to them in purest form. It is my imprinted will which manifests itself to those who want to be active as laborers in my vineyard, who are therefore to pass on my imparted word to their fellow human beings on my behalf. Thus I take care that the gospel is spread throughout the world, that all people receive knowledge of my will which they are to fulfill if they want to become blessed. Yet I leave everyone their freedom of will. And therefore my word must always be presented in a form that it does not necessarily influence people, and therefore it can certainly be easily recognized as my word, but it must never be conclusive. Thus it must force people to accept it as being of absolutely divine origin. And therefore I have to let you doubt again and again, so that you have to use your will yourselves, which should freely decide to accept or reject what is offered to you from above as pure truth. For my word must never make you unfree, it must not determine your faith if your faith is still too weak. The word itself shall strengthen your faith. Of your own free will you shall struggle for strong faith and draw the strength for it from my word. But as long as you still have weak faith, I cannot lead you to strong faith through obvious evidence, for you should believe but not know, i.e., you should attain knowledge through faith but not eliminate faith through proven knowledge, because then it is no longer possible to speak of free decision. Fulfill my will. Live in love and you'll also be able to believe and need no proof. Establish the right relationship with me. Pray for strong faith, ask me to help you, then you will already prove the right faith through your prayer and you will experience a strengthening that every doubt in you will disappear. You will be able to believe because you have the will to do so, and I help everyone who strives towards me of his own free will. Amen.